Today I want to discuss the Nusach of Kiddush, the text of Kiddush that we use on Friday night. If we look in the Siddur, we find that it's divided into three parts. The first paragraph is the paragraph of Vayichulu HaShamayim, which is the Pesukim, which speak about the completion of the world, creation of the world on the seventh day after the 6 days of creation. The recitation of that doesn't appear in the Gemara, but it appears in the Rishonim, that we say that on Friday night as part of Kiddush. Then we have the Bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen, and then we have the long Bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbat, the Bracha sanctifying Shabbat, and which is the Bracha of Kiddush. So looking at the paragraph of Vayichulu, according to some Rishonim, Rav Amram Gaon, and the Machzor Vitri, we start with Vayichulu HaShamayim, which is the beginning of the Pasuk, printed in the Chumashim as Perek Bet of Sefer Bereshit, Pasuk Aleph. However, the Ramah in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Seif Yud, says that we begin with the words Yom HaShishi, and then go into Vayichulu HaShamayim, so the last two words of the previous Pasuk. Why is that? Because then the Rashi Tevot, the initial letters of Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShamayim, spell Yud Kei Vav Kei. We mentioned this the other day in terms of standing up for these letters. And this is a nice way to start the Kiddush with a reference to the Shem Hashem. The Chatan Sofer points out, though, that it makes no sense to begin Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShamayim. Yom HaShishi is the end of the previous Pasuk. It's the end of a phrase, and Vayichulu HaShamayim is the beginning of the next Pasuk. So therefore, the Chatan Sofer says we should start off Vayerev Vayivoker Yom HaShishi, and then at least we've got a whole phrase which makes sense. The Aruch HaShulchan is of the opinion, though, that one should actually start from the beginning of the Pasuk. He refers us to a halakha we have from Gemara Masechet Megillah, that kol pasuk d'lo paskei Moshe anan lo paskinan, any Pasuk from Chumash that wasn't split into two by Moshe Rabbeinu, we shouldn't split. And that's a general principle we have with Tefillah, that except on the occasions when we do split Pesukim, and that's the topic of a shir in its own right, except on those occasions we're not supposed to split Pesukim. So therefore, to start in the middle of the Pasuk, Vayerev Vayivoker Yom HaShishi, he thinks is not good practice, and it would be better to start off at the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayar Elokim et kol asher asav hineh tov ma'od, Hashem saw all that he'd done, it was very good, and it was evening and it was morning on the sixth day. However, the Chatam Sofer in that Tshuva in Orach Chaim Siman Yud, he says not to start from the beginning of the Pasuk, even though he agrees in principle that we should always start from the beginning of the Pasuk. He points out that Chazal and the Medrash Rabbah understand what's the meaning of the words Tov Ma'od in this Pasuk, that Hashem saw the world was very good. Zeh HaMavet, it's a reference to death, and we don't want to reference death when we're making Kiddush on Friday night, so we've got no alternative. We have to start off by Yerev Vayivoker Yom HaShishi. The Sefer Otzah HaTfilot has the Siddur Otzah HaTfilot has a commentary on the Tfilot, on the Siddur, called the Iyun Tefillah, and he suggests that in actual fact it's a very old minhag to start from the beginning of the Pasuk. He references the Zemer that many people sing on a Friday night, the Zemer of Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i, and there's a phrase there, Tohorim Yirashuha V'Kadashuha, how do we make Kiddush? B'mamar Kol Asher Asa, with the statement of Kol Asher Asa. Now, Kol Asher Asa doesn't appear in the paragraph of Vayichulu or in the Bracha of Kiddush, and therefore it must be a reference to the fact that the first Pasuk that introduces Kiddush is the Pasuk of Vayar Elokim et Kol Asher Asa, that Hashem saw all that he'd done. So the Otzar HaTfilah, the Iyun Tefillah, thinks that this is a very ancient minhag to start from the beginning of that Pasuk, but that's not generally speaking the minhag. The Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan reference a Zohar that says that there should be 70 words in Kiddush. Add to that the two words of Yom HaShishi beforehand, and that gives a total of 72, corresponding to one of the divine names. You have 35 words in the paragraph of Vayichulu, and then you have a further 35 words in the long bracha of Kiddush. The problem is that you don't have 35 words there, you have more than that, which is the reason why in some Sidurim the words Ki Hu Yom and Ki Banu Vachata Votanu Kiddushta are either taken out altogether or are bracketed, indicating that some people don't say them. The Magen Avraham says all the minhagim are good, we shouldn't tamper with minhagim, and whatever a person's minhag is in Kiddush, if it's to say them, then carry on saying them. If the minhag is not to say those words, not to say them. Ad Kan.